Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Tuesday. This is Maria DiGiovanni. We have Magdalena Gomez, and I think we do have Jimmy James. Your volume on your computer is up, my man. You got to lower it. How are you, Jimmy?
I don't have a computer on. I was happy till I heard that song. Who was that?
That was Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls.
Actually, it was the Pussycat Dolls. So, but if you've ever heard the words, it's one of the topics that we're going to be talking today. Here on Soul Sister Radio. Is that your phone ringing, Jimmy?
Yeah, it looks like you're calling me.
It looks like I'm calling. I am. Huh. So, we're here today. Magdalena, would you like to say anything?
Hello.
Hello? We're here on the Soul Patrol with Jimmy. And is that me still calling you? What's the deal?
I don't know.
My phone is randomly calling people. Jimmy.
Remember, mine used to do that, too.
It's an interesting thing. So, thank you all for joining us. We have a spectacular show for you tonight. We are going to be doing it pretty quickly. The first topic is, Jimmy, you have found yourself in a situation recently, and I have myself in a situation, and Magdalena has herself in a situation.
It's called Men on Pause.
It's called Men on Pause or Women on Pause. Anyway, are you there?
I was just getting ready to hang up.
He's getting ready to hang up. Now, there's certain topics that we're going to talk about, and I need you to be extremely serious, raw, and to the point. And tonight, we're going to do four different segments, and they're all going to roll into each other. But the first one is about dating. Dating at our age, dating, and what it means at our age as far as waiting or not waiting. Jimmy, we had a conversation this past week just about it. So it's a topic that a lot of people have a hard time talking about. It's a topic that parents have a hard time talking to their children about. And I really want it to be a segment that we do on the show. And so right now the segment's all about, is it about the wait or not? So, Jimmy, I have a question for you. At this day and age and your time and where you hang out, what is sex to you?
God, you didn't even give me a chance to do any homework on this.
Homework at your age?
Like, I didn't have time to think about this subject.
Yeah, but this is a good subject. Why
okay,
don't we?
Sex to me, sex to me is fun. It's fun.
Sex is fun.
Yeah, I think it's overrated. I think people put not everybody, but some people do. They put too much of a stigma on it, whereas, I mean, it's natural. I mean, some people like to hold up until they find the right person. Some people like to find the right person by having sex with them because it's important to them. I don't know. It doesn't mean shit to me right now.
It's not so important.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun, but it's not important.
And as a man, is it something that you really think about on a daily basis at this point in our lives?
Do I think about it? Wow, now you want to know what I think about?
No, not necessarily what you think about. Just as a guy, I mean, as women, really, Magdalena, I mean, out there in the world, it's a weird thing, and this is a weird topic to talk about. Especially when you've been married for a long time and then you're single and you find yourself out there, it's very confusing.
Well, I don't know. As long as it's safe sex, I think everybody should have it.
As long as it's safe sex.
As long as you don't die after it, I don't see why. I mean, it's fun. It feels good. I mean, if it's not with the right person, it's with right now, as long as, you know, I don't see why it's such a big deal.
We all like to be happy.
I don't have any principles when it comes to that. I mean, I don't go around screwing everybody like I used to when I was younger. But still, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with sex with, you know, somebody you want to have sex with.
It's an interesting topic. Magdalena, as a woman, okay,
And see, women are different because they get all attached and stuff, and it's a little bit different with a woman, but with a man, you know, I think.
So you mean at no point do you not, okay, like for instance, you said men, sometimes they just want to have sex to make sure it's the right fit and whatnot. At what point do you feel like, okay, I want to be with this person because I love them and not because I just want to sleep with them? I mean, when do you decipher that? And do you, or do you hold back? If you realize that this woman is going to be special for you, you don't want to rush anything, but of course you want to have that intimacy with that person. At what point do you say, you know, I'm going to hold out because I think she's someone that I want to, you know, have in my life for a long time versus someone that you're just going to sleep with because they're going to make you feel good?
Well, I mean, if it's somebody you want to be with for a long time, it's got to be other things like, you know, can she cook? Does she know how to work a broom? You know, that kind of stuff. But can she have a conversation? How much money does she make? You know, but as far as sex goes, you know, I don't see any reason to wait. Because if you're out having fun and the only thing you need is, like, some sex to top off your night, and you're with a person that you find sexy and they feel the same way, I mean, why not? Whereas, you know, it all depends on the person you're with. You know, I think.
But don't you feel like when you have sex, whether it's because you love them or just because you're just, you know, as they say, getting off, don't you feel like, you know, like you said, you might not feel attached, but there's an attachment of her soul that goes with you and vice versa. There's an attachment of.
I understand that. And that's, you know, that's why I don't really push it with women, because I understand with women it's a little bit different than with men. But, you know.
Which, Jimmy, that leads us into our next segment as far as. And again, this is an interesting topic, but you're right. Women, we process it different, and it's
true. They get all connected.
Yeah. Why do you think? Because this is going to go right into our next segment of glamour and how we're trying to teach women that the love comes from within, from above, and it really does mess with our psyche when we open up that door. So as a man, and in your wisdom of years, through the what God has walked you through, what have you learned as far as women and why it attaches to their soul?
Well, if you're with a woman that you like and you really like her, well, you can, and she wants to wait, well, that's cool. She can wait. You know, why is it attached to their soul? I don't know. I mean, I have a couple of rhymes that I could use, but I don't know if I should say them on the air.
But I have a question. When you say that because she wants to wait, does that mean you wait too, or you?
Well, if you like her, if you like her,
so if she's worth the wait.
Well, yeah, but it's still you're gonna have to. Suppose you like somebody and you like everything about them, but the sex sucks. Well, you got to find out before you don't just. You know, marry him and find
to?
Out.
You have to find out.
You don't buy a car without test driving it. So it's the same. If you're gonna spend the rest of your life with a woman, you should probably know what she's like in bed.
But don't you,
you know,
think if you fall in love with them, that the love that you have eventually, whatever human touch that you guys share between one another will be special, and it's not just about the. You know, like just getting it on, but it's really about making love to your partner. And
well, yeah, you should love. There should be some love involved. I mean, everybody's different. I don't think there's any one way to just say how it goes. You know, and especially these days because, you know, we're living in a whole new age and a whole new time, and a lot of those old-fashioned morals are gone.
I don't think they're gone. I think we just steer them as to like, oh, well, let's just go with the trend. Everybody's having sex is what we see on TV. So it seems like what has become acceptable, but what happens to the morals that say, you know, we should wait because of the way it does affect each person?
Well, I think everybody should, like, if you meet somebody you like them, you should have sex first and then take it and see if you like them. Now break the commercial after that.
I want to ask Magdalena the next question, especially because when you're teaching women and they are out there highly criticizing themselves and they do not see themselves, and part of the reason why is because of how they have eliminated their own worth by the choices that they've made with this topic. So when you start educating women on how to love themselves, but they have those puzzle pieces taken out, how do you best educate them on how to find that love from above within?
Well, first of all, it really comes down to learning to love ourselves, because if we hope to be in a romantic, loving relationship, which is what really women want more than just to satisfy a need or hormones or whatever you want to call it. It really means taking the time to be our own friend. And I mean, I'll share it in a biblical aspect. Is a song by Neo says, "Girl, let me love you so you can learn to love yourself." And really, and then loving ourselves the way that God loves us is truly what is going to make us feel complete. But we have to learn to love ourselves. And I mean, just for me in my life, I mean, I felt like I was always better to other people than to myself. And it was just a need to give to others where I really needed to give to myself and really be my own true best friend. And even nowadays, it's a challenge, but it's when we learn to give to ourselves that way, you know, that doesn't mean so much, because it's about really having a sense of control, I guess, self-control, that, you know, you're not going to undermine yourself and just have sex with someone, even though you might be 111% attracted to this person and totally just, you know, would like to have that human, you know, exchange and of, you know, of being intimate or physically intimate with someone. That's not what brings closeness and fulfillment. It has to be something deeper within. But our society tries to teach us that, you know, finding Mr. Prince Charming and sleeping with this guy who's going to rock your world is going to be what is fulfilling to us. But it's just a really an empty message that we have learned through media, through publications, through whatever is available on the internet, that's what we're supposed to be looking for. It's not about substance anymore. Like, substance is overlooked. Not that the people that you may choose to be attracted lack substance and character, but in taking and making that decision, you know, just to be physically intimate with someone, you know, other than what, like Jimmy said, if you're just trying to have fun, then I guess you just have fun. But for us women, truly, I'm a lover, so I know that if I become intimate with somebody, I don't really want to be intimate with somebody else. It's just like, it's just that one person, you know? So I'm for me, it's difficult, because then it's like, I can't see myself with anybody else, because I've just given my whole, my body, my soul to you, in a sense, when I'm, you know, when I'm physically involved or have been physically involved with someone. That's just my human nature attachment. Even though the person might not be the right person for me, although that person might be a great lover, doesn't mean that that's the person that's meant to be me. And then, you know, for women, it's like, then you get so attached, and like how you break that, breaking the attachment.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, have you ever been with a woman that her soul got attached to you and you didn't know how to disconnect from it?
Yeah, I didn't even have sex with her.
What? Okay. Tell me.
It just happened to me last week. I didn't have sex with her, but I can't make her stop texting me.
Okay. So she's
this is someone who is enamored with you, but what kind of text does she send you? Does she just want to sleep with you, or she's like enchanted by you like a knight?
She's probably enchanted.
Enchanted.
Like, can you give us an example, and hopefully it's like PG, you know, 18 versus 13, that, you know, messages that this person may convey to you?
No, I think she's probably just crazy. She's probably just a crazy girl. Because
crazy,
I just...
She wants you crazy, like she wants to, like, you
yeah,
know,
she would,
you and devour you, you know, like you were some chocolate candy or something like that, or...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, probably, like, probably. I met her at this restaurant, and I didn't like her, right? So, I guess
like
she could...
Physically?
Yeah, I wasn't physically, I didn't like her, but... I think
so
she liked me.
Your number, because
so
she wants to see you play again?
She just keeps texting me. And,
okay.
And I don't even answer her back. I don't. But the texts keep coming. So I don't know if that's just stalker or psycho or what. I don't see how her soul could be connected. But
well,
to answer your question, no, I never had a woman attach herself to me like that before.
Is
you know?
This one right now?
No, just after he's been intimate with her.
Are you
after being intimate? No, I've never had it. I've never had
you're doing
a woman
wrong. Attached. What are you doing wrong? How is it that in your, as a musician, that you've seen the world, I'll say, and you know, you've been romantic all over the world or whatever.
Yeah, but usually having a real if they become attached to me, I become attached to them and we have a relationship. But I've never really just, you know, had a one night stand and then had a woman go, you know, just head over heels attached to me because she let me into her soul.
Hmm.
You know, so I mean, I hear that they do that, but it doesn't happen to me. And I think that I'm just, I don't know, I'm not even looking for a relationship. So
your response,
I think they can tell.
Who's basically adoring you, praising you, if you will. So your method of handling this is just not returning her text?
You're breaking up. I don't know why. It's sounding funny over here.
I'm saying, so like this woman who's sending you text messages, how are you going to deal with it? Are you just going to deal with it by not responding to her, or are you going to let her know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't answer back, and hopefully, eventually, she'll stop.
Okay.
But it's not like I, you know, talk to her and having sex with me and had her lay her soul out, and then I, you know, she dogged her like that. I just don't like her, and she likes
okay,
me.
Okay, so like, what happens if you see her live again at a certain place, and she's gonna?
How
say,
do you handle it?
You never called me. You know, I was.
I would handle it in one word. Security.
Chicken. Sounds like a chicken to me. No wonder you have TV.
Well, you know, whatever. Yeah, I would say that security, fuck, whatever.
You know, like I said, it's an interesting topic. In again, we're
and I had no time to prepare for this. You guys sprung this topic on me, and
it's not like it's prepared. It's improv, and basically, what comes out of your mouth is really the overflow of our hearts, Carrie,
and it's pretty cool. And again, I want to talk about this topic because it's a topic that I noticed that in Europe, they don't have a hard time talking about it, and their issues are a little bit different than ours. Here in this country, we just have a total breakdown, and how we speak to ourselves about it most of all is another topic that I want to talk about. And this week we had an interesting thing happen with a beautiful woman in our life, and sometimes we are our biggest critics. And I want Magdalena to share, because this is really important about self-talk. And when a woman
you see out there, because Magdalena is beautiful. If you don't know who she is absolutely stunning. And a lot of women either love her or they do not like her until they get to know her. As soon as you open her mouth, women love Magdalena. So when you see a woman that is beating herself up with self-negative talk, how do you handle that in a way that's edifying still to them and their soul?
I mean, it's really reaching out and being loving to them because, I mean, for the women who aren't nice back for whatever reason it is, there's something inside that is just, is telling them, and they say the people that are like your haters are the people who want to be you. And, you know, it's difficult to say, I want to be like that person. And, I mean, I'm guilty of, you know, trash talking myself sometimes and being my worst enemy, but it goes the same way when we love ourselves and we can look at ourselves in the mirror, not just our external outlook, but really look through our own eyes and see the reflection of our soul. It's like, you know, are we taking care of ourselves? What are we not doing? And how, you know, I know the times I've let myself down, and it's just my own. It's just whatever standards I hold to myself or I don't, basically. And so it's like when we're true to ourselves and true to our feelings and what we do and what we say, it's self-building. And it's not about being cocky or conceited or I'm the most beautiful or anything like that. It's just saying, for me, it's like learning that how we were created. We were created perfectly. And each and all of our features, God, to me, you know, he created us to look a certain way. He created you chocolate. I'm more mocha, and you know,
and I'm white.
Maria's
white
more
chocolate.
Maria's like more like Irish cream, you know. So it's like we all have our different hues, and there's something beautiful in each and every one of us. And I know that for some, you know, how do we explain this? There's people who are less attractive. And, you know, I guess I grew up not feeling that I was so much physically attractive, you know. It's like, but when then you hear people say you're this, it's like, okay, but it's not like, but it's over time. It's like you become beautiful over time. I mean, some people are instantly born just gorgeous, and but it's really how we take care of ourselves and be nice to us.
Jimmy, we're going to go into the last segment of our show, and it's all about inspiration. And you, as an artist, getting ready to go and psych yourself up to do a show, and you know, as an artist, there's a lot of self-doubt talk that comes into your head, and if you're good enough, your music is good enough, are people going to like what it is that you have to offer? How do you inspire yourself, and can you give our audience a little bit of inspiration coming from the message, Mon, on how people can inspire themselves when they're low, especially their...
Hello?
Yeah, did you hear me?
I didn't hear your last word. Especially
okay.
When they're what?
An artist.
Well,
what's your muse? What do you think of that inspires your heart?
Wow. I mean, before I go on the stage, before I do a show?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, what is it that just makes your heart just spring?
Well, everybody loves to be appreciated. And I guess once I do what I do and people appreciate it, then my heart goes pitter-patter when they like what I do. And in most cases...
But how do you,
you know,
inspire yourself without, you know, what if there was nobody there?
Well, I still have to do what I have to do. I'm not as excited about it, but, you know, normally when I'm doing a show, I'm inspired by the paycheck. So, you know, I do what I have to do, but it makes it a lot better when people appreciate what I do. As far as going on stage and inspire myself, I can use last weekend for an example. We did a show out at San Manuel Casino, and we only had 15 minutes to do it, and we were trying to figure out what to play, you know, behind the curtain. So I said, well, heck, let me look at the people and see if I can figure out what to play. And once I looked at them, I don't know if I think I was inspired just by looking at a room full of people, and they were all different, coming from all different walks of life. So I just, you know, the right song came to me. I was inspired by that. That made me feel good, the way that they responded to it. You know, but it's not like I go through a ritual to inspire myself. I've been doing what I do for so long. I just, you know, get up on stage and do it. And if the audience is responsive, well, then I'm inspired by them.
So when you're not on stage, when is just when you're in your home or, you know, wherever you are, how do you inspire yourself to just keep pushing yourself to do music versus something else? You know, how does music feed you?
I don't know. I can't answer that question because I don't really know. A lot of times I'm not inspired. A lot of times I just want to stay in bed with the covers over my head and not get out. You know, but
I don't have an option.
Say
but
what?
You just made a point of what a lot of women do when, and again, we're going to go full circle as we go to end. When it comes to sex and waiting and how you take it in and how you self-talk about yourself afterwards and what you do to inspire yourself when you do have to go back and get that peace. I know for me that it, a lot of the times when I was going through the deepest, darkest parts of my healing, because again, you know, sex is a weird thing when you come from my background, music. Music has been the one thing that's inspired. And we're going to close our show with a song that Magdalena chose. And it truly is a song, if you would like to explain to our audience what they need to hear when they hear the words of Neo's song and why you chose it to end this show and why you want our audience to really grasp this love. Because what it is true love.
Well, true love to that song. For me specifically, not speak to you, but it's more, I guess I would dedicate this more to women than to men, but it's really equal to both, only because we tend to be the ones that get more attached than men do. And it says, let me love you. And of course, there could be a guy saying that to you, but I see it in the perspective that God is saying, let me love you. And when you understand my love and that there's no love that compares to my love, that then truly then you will understand what love is. And love comes from within. And true love is, there's an acronym that I saw on Facebook. It says true love. So the T is for trust. There definitely has to exist a trusting bond between two people that, you know, that person has your back, or, you know, or at least we always hope that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many times, you know, when we exchange that physicality with someone, you do so in trust and hoping that they do have your back, but it's not always the case. And, you know, it should involve some romance. I mean, having sex with someone, yeah, it could be a rough ride, or it could be something beautiful and soft and gentle and loving, the way that, to me, love is. Understanding that person's soul and where they're going and their intentions in life, and really liking what that person has to offer. And excitement, E is for excitement. And it should be exciting to want to be in a relationship with somebody who cares about you, who, you know, does display what true love is. And, you know, and part of it is listening. A relationship is communication and listening to your partner's concern and, you know, how you want to take care of them. Because, you know, having sex with someone is, you are entrusting a part of your soul to that person. And so part of making that person happy is listening. And then there's the O for overcoming.
And starting a lot of a new relationship, there's a lot of things that you know everybody brings in their about overcoming past things and not putting that past judgment on your present relationship and putting things together. There's B for valuable. I mean, to me, that person's soul is just as valuable as mine. And, you know, if I commit to being with someone in an intimate way, it's because I do want to take care of their soul, meaning that they could entrust that I would want to have their best interests in making them happy and helping them grow as a person. And it says E for everything. I mean, true love is, it says it can move mountains. So nothing is impossible with love. And really, if it's love that's blessed from God, everything and anything is possible. So, Jimmy, next week we will have your music on, correct?
Yeah.
Like, totally. Like, hello.
Yeah. I'm just writing love songs.
Love songs.
All my songs are love songs.
I want you to be inspired.
I want you to want me.
Again, this show was basically not our quote-unquote Christian show. We weren't talking about what was right or wrong under the realm of God. We were just talking about sex, which is a hard thing to talk about. And, Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us here on Soul Sister Tuesday. And
You guys got me all hot and bothered. I'm going to the strip club.
Great. Hey, you know what? I was told that I got a pair of hot pink shoes this week from Lisa, and somebody told her that they were hooker shoes and how she shouldn't be wearing them. So guess what, Jimmy?
Where are those shoes at?
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing them, and I be a hooker for God. We hook them.
We're hookers for God.
So it would be a new way of hooking. So anyway, Jimmy.
We reel them in. And then we feed them the word.
The word.
I heard that. Put those shoes on. Put them on.
Yeah. We're trying to get out of the cage. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank our archive listeners. Without your loyal listenership, there we had over 322 listeners last week. So thank you so much for joining us.
Where's my siren?
I know, it's coming. Siren, hello, siren.
Soul Patrol. Hello.
Jimmy, music
wheel. I'll find you a siren. I'll find you a siren, girls.
We're going to close out with Let Me Love You, and I really want you to sit back and listen to the words, and we will see you next week, and Jimmy will be having a whole bunch of stuff coming on about your new upcoming shows, correct?
Yes, and some other things I want to talk about.
I want to
pick a topic. You guys are springing these topics on me. I go, wow, I got one for you.
You were supposed to come up with your own topic, and you didn't. So
I have it. I'll have it for next week.
You said last week. That's okay. Grace and mercy. Hey, so.
Love you, soul sisters. Thanks for calling.
Hey, don't you know it.
We're not calling. We're hollering.
We're hollering.
Thanks for hollering.
So, Let Me Love You. Jimmy, sit back, listen to this song as we have all of our audience just listen to the words and know that this is a topic that we will be talking about again. And as we start this series on Waiting for Glamour to Educate Inspiration, and we will see you next week on the Soul Patrol with Jimmy James, Magdalena Gomez, and Maria DiGiovanni here on Soul Sister Radio.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
Radio.